Star 94.1, and we welcome T-Bone. T-Bone,
what's up, my man? How you doing?
Just fine. Last time I seen you, T-Bone, it was some years ago back in Atlanta at the Stellar Awards.
Wow, that was a few
Yeah. Hey, and at that time, you did some spitting on Yolanda's album.
Right, did a song called Thankful.
Right.
By my man Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Okay, so
yeah.
You've got a new project. It's called Bonafide.
Okay. Yeah.
Listening to the project, man, T-Bone, it's tight.
I'm excited, man, because everybody's kind of giving the same response, man. And, you know, I basically took about two years, almost 2.5 years off, and I was even contemplating whether or not to come back to the game. I was kind of going to venture in some other business stuff, and I said, you know what, man, if I'm going to do this, it's got to be done right, and I got to make the best that I can make. And so in order to make the best, you got to go get the best, you know, if you want to be the best. So I hooked up with Dark Child, Buster, and Shivani, my man Fred Reck, which is Dr. Dre's right-hand man. We went and got Osco. We got a whole lot of folk, man, so it's going to be I think, you know, that made a big difference compared to all the other production I had before. It was okay, but I mean, these guys are hit makers. Warren Campbell, I mean, you just got the cream of the crop, you know. So I'm excited, man. This to me was really like making my first real record, and it's my seventh album, and I feel as though I've just made my first real album finally.
Okay, T-Bone, you mentioned Dogchild, Busta, and Shivani, you know, Warren Campbell. You know, when I first listened, and I came to gospel from hip hop, right?
Okay.
Back in the day, LL Cool J, Salt and Pepper, all of them, right?
Right.
And usually when I get a project on my desk from hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound the way that this album sounds, right?
Well, man, that's the whole thing, man, is a lot of the gospel hip-hop stuff is way behind, you know? I mean, just there's a lot of people that think that you can just do some rapping. If you can put some words together, you can make a record, but that's not the case, man. And, you know, that's why one of the reasons I really try to detach myself from the whole name of gospel hip-hop, because, you know, number one, people kind of, as soon as you say gospel hip-hop or Christian hip-hop, holy hip-hop, whatever you want to call it, you know, they kind of tend to, stereotype it. And then the other thing is when people come up and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, check out this gospel hip-hop record, they may have heard somebody like what you just said that was terrible, and then they already kind of like, ah, we're cool on that. We've already heard that stuff before, you know. So with this record, man, it's really, I just want to be known as a rapper, you know. When you see a mechanic, if he's a Christian, you don't call him a Christian mechanic. You feel me?
Right.
The whole he's a mechanic that happens to be a Christian. That's the same thing. I want people to be like, okay, he's a rapper, not a Christian rapper, but he's a rapper that just happens to be a Christian. And so, you know, that's the approach that we're kind of taking on this record. As you can see, it's really a crossover record. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. A lot of times when somebody like me starts talking about crossover, people start freaking out, saying, well, what does that mean? Does that mean he's compromising what he believes? Does that mean that, you know, he's going to start having chicks naked on his videos? Does that mean he's going to start cursing and all that kind of stuff? But for me, you know, crossing over simply means to be able to bring the cross over. So it's still pointing people toward Christ, and it's still doing all the same things that I've done. Ain't nothing changed. The only difference is, you know, God had spoken to me and said, you got to start speaking in parables, because there's only so far that I was able to go. I mean, I made 7 records, you know, preaching the gospel full on force, but now it's time to get outside the 4 walls of the church, you know. And anybody that knows me knows I'm a soul winner, man. So for me, as I said, you know, for 15 years I've been in my ministry. Now I'm getting ready to step into my evangelistic ministry. You know, that's the reason why I go out and get guys like Mac 10 and Chino XL. And, you know, everybody knows when I get with them kind of guys, it ain't just to sit in the studio and say, hey, I got Mac 10 on my record. But, you know, when me and Mac 10 connected, he was already at a place where he'd already heard a lot of my stuff. He'd seen the Fighting Temptations. He was like, man, I'm really feeling what you're doing. And he was like, I'm trying to go to church. I'm trying to do good. So I was able to step in and kind of be a mentor and be able to be a light in his life. And 3 weeks later, man, I was actually able to lead Mac 10 to the Lord. So that's what it's about for me.
Do you pay homage to rappers who came before you in your project? Because I know, listen
definitely,
to your project.
Yeah, I give a shout-out while I'm talking about Kool Herc. I'm talking about, you know, KRS-One and LL Cool J. Because the thing is, me being a pioneer, man, I'm a pioneer of gospel hip-hop, one of the pioneers. So you know, I know what it's like to open, to have to go through all the hardships to be able to open doors for people in the future. And I just respect the people that have laid the foundation. So, you know, 12 years ago, it was just about giving them props, you know, for opening doors. And also just kind of doing the whole 12 years ago, the Beastie Boy, LL Cool J type sound of record was just to kind of say, let's take things and get them back to basics. You know, let's take it back to when hip-hop was pure, when hip-hop was fun, and it wasn't about pimping, thugging, and hustling, and women, and money, and all this stuff. Let's take it back to the early days when it was just about having a good time and spreading out a good message.
You know, there are several songs I like. When I first heard 12 Years.
Yeah, 12 Years.
Yeah, I was like, wow, it's kind of hard. But then I started listening. I said, oh, man, this is nice. This is nice, you know. And then Fellow T.
Fellow T, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And also the one that you did with Mac 10, A Few Good Men.
Right,
that,
right,
man,
right.
That's nice. That's nice, man.
That's a hot joint. That's produced by Fred Lutz, which Mac 10 pulled in, who's actually Dr. Dre's right-hand guy. He's working on Dre's record right now. I mean, this guy's done all the Snoop, all the Mac 10, all the Exhibit, M&M's. He's done all the big, you know, West Coast cats. So it was definitely an honor to be able to get him on the record and look forward to working him as well. When he met me and we hooked up and he was like, man, you can hang with the best of them. He's like, we need to do some more stuff in the future. So that's what it's about, man, just continually going forward, man, not going backwards, but going forward.
Hey, Shake Your Body is nice, too.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, that's kind of the club joint. You know, where you can dance to it, and at the same time, you know, people like the stuff. I kind of start off slow, and then I get to my signature tongue twisting in the middle of it. So, you know, I think that's something a lot of people love when they hear the real fast rapping mixed with English and Spanish. You know, it's pretty unique.
How do you do that tongue twister, man? You got it, man.
Ooh, a lot of practice, man. I mean, it kind of comes natural to me. Maybe because I speak Spanish too, it's helped me a little bit, but. But it's definitely something that you gotta practice. And the thing that I've tried to perfect that people always compliment me on is the fact that not only do I go fast, but you can understand every word that I'm saying.
Definitely.
There's some cats that try to go fast and you can't understand what they're saying, you know? So with my stuff, man, I try to make it as clear as possible.
How was it doing the motion picture, The Fighting Temptations? How was it doing that?
Oh, man, that was a blessing, man. That was definitely a highlight in my career. And, you know, being able to build, you know, strong relationships with people like Beyonce, and not only Beyonce, but even her whole family, from her mom and dad to her sister, you know, and then Cuba Gooding was able to pray with him all the time, and just had a lot of ministry while I was on the set, man. I was able to lead one of the OJs to the Lord and able to lead Little Zane to the Lord. But, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, working with people that you grew up kind of watching, you know, Cuba Gooding Jr., Boys in the Hood, and all the classic movies he's made from, you know, Men of Honor, and you know, he's made so many great movies, you know, and then working with so many great musical talents like, you know, Beyonce and Montel Jordan, the OJs who I grew up listening to, you know, those guys are legends. And then Lil Zane, who else was on there, Faith Evans. And then working, I mean, that's what was cool about the movie. It wasn't like it was just one celebrity and it wasn't one person that just does one specific thing. You had comedians and Steve Harvey, Mike Epps. And then you had, you know, legendary actors like even Rue McClanahan, which played Blanche on The Golden Girls. So it was definitely a great experience. And, you know, I caught the acting bug, man. So I'm looking forward to doing some more in the future.
Okay. Is there anything in the can or anything you're working on now?
Definitely. I've already just finished a new movie with Sierra and Layla Ali, Muhammad Ali's daughter. And Faison Love, Marcus Houston, Adrian from 3LW. We just did a movie called Rumble, which is going to be coming out on Paramount Pictures. We just completed it, so I'm thinking maybe 6 to 8 months it'll be out.
Now we've got an actor in the house, huh?
There you go, baby.
you know, and you mentioned something about in your lyrics, and correct me if I'm right, help me out. You mentioned something about the rappers, they're not really rappers, but they're actors or something like that, you were saying?
When I say you gangster, I said most of y'all could never reach my stature because half of you gangster rappers is gangster actors.
Right.
Meaning there's a lot of guys in the game that you ain't real. They're not for real what they're talking about, you know. They just front. They're not from the street. Some of them never have done all the stuff that they're saying, but they're just doing it to sell records and to make money and to, you know, kind of try to live out their little fantasy. That's where that line kind of came from, just saying, hey, man, let's be real. Let's be true to what we're about.
And finally, T-Bone, what do you want people to get from Bonafide when they pick it up?
Man, I want people to get the message of God on it, man. I want people to get God's love off that thing and just say, you know what, man, there's an alternative. And to know that hip-hop doesn't have to be negative and it doesn't have to be evil in order for it to be successful. I want kids to say, you know what, man, and people to just say, you know what, man, that right positive is pointing people toward God. And you know what, man, that kind of stuff can sell. He proved everybody wrong. A lot of people think that, you know, conscious hip-hop, gospel hip-hop, all this stuff can't sell, but I want to show the world you can be, you know, the greatest at what you do and hang with the best of them and still be holy and still, you know, make music that honors and glorifies God. So what I want people to get most of all, I just want them to be able to hear God's love and to be able to hear the message of Christ through the album. And that's what we try to do, is just try to point people towards him.
T-Bone, it has been a pleasure. Always good talking to you. Hey, always getting knowledge from you, man. And trust me, T-Bone, we speak life. This project is going to open up rap for Christians. I'm telling you, man. This is a groundbreaking project.
So I receive it, brother.
Hey, well,
I want to tell you this, too. This is one last little thing I want to go over before I go. Mm-hmm. Is the cover. There's been, you know, the album cover, you've seen it. It's the old Che Guevara famous shot, the icon shot. And, you know, there's been a little bit of controversy over that. And people saying, well, team, what are you doing with this record? You know, by having your hair down and putting a beret on and kind of imitating the Che shot. You know, you represent what he stood for. You represent communism or you represent murder. You know, and the whole thing is, I just want people to understand, man, it ain't about representing Che and what he stood for. It's not about, you know, representing any of those things. Basically, Che Guevara was a revolutionist. And that's what I'm trying to say is, hey, man, this record is about revolution. We're here to revolutionize hip-hop. I'm here to, man, to change the way that everybody thinks about hip-hop. I want to make people that think it's all evil, let them know, man, there's some positive in it. And just to change the minds of everybody, man, because there's so much garbage out there. So I'm here to be a light in this dark place. I'm here to snatch them sales from 50 Cent, all the people he's leading to hell, man. And I'm trying to take them same souls and lead them to Christ. So, you know, it's about revolution, man. I'm here to make a change in the game. I for what I believe in, baby.
Hey, T-Bone, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, man.
All right.